Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Our website is philhendryshow.com. And if you go to our web poll today, Phil Hendry Polls America, we have a question. And the question is the following. One of these four things doesn't belong with the other. Which is it? And the four things are white men, Christianity, black men, Jesus Christ. Those are the four distinct things. One of these four things doesn't belong with the others. Which is it? Is it white men? Is it Christianity? Is it black men? Is it Jesus Christ? Then you submit your vote, and then you go and look at the response. And what do you think people... Well, I'm not going to tell you. We're going to talk about it later on in the hour. 1-800-449-8686, the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association joins us on the line from Western Estates, California. Some controversy at the PTO meeting, Bobby?
We did have just a little bit, Phil, yeah.
Well, first of all, let me welcome you to our program.
Thank you.
What was it? You guys are instituting school uniforms?
Yeah, Phil, it was really something. I wanted to do something different. I wanted the other parents to have something to sort of strive for. I want the other kids around us to have something to strive for. Western Estates Elementary, Middle, and High Schools, I called a meeting. As the president of the PTO, that is my prerogative. I have the very best of intentions for our schools, and my vision is of a school uniform. Now, we are not technically a Catholic school system, and therefore, Catholics, by the way, Phil, and you were raised in the Catholic system?
For a few years, yeah.
All right, well, the Catholic schools up to this point were the only ones to have school uniforms. But I wanted to do something fun, so Steve and I put together a school uniform that we will institute when school is called to session next week. We are giving parents a chance to get the uniform.
Now, this is a school uniform that you guys have unilaterally decided the kids are going to wear.
That is correct. That is my prerogative as the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. And with a great deal of freedom, of course, still comes a great deal of responsibility. And I think we've taken our responsibility very seriously.
But you're getting some pushback. What does the uniform look like?
We are getting pushback, Phil.
Yeah, but before we talk about that, what does the uniform look like?
Well, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of fun. Don't you think?
It's great, Phil.
It's a hunter green shirt with a yellow leather band diagonally across the chest, then navy blue slacks for the boys and a navy calf-length skirt for the girls. I think.
Why did you pick those? It's green, yellow, and navy blue. Why did you pick those colors?
You know, we wanted something bold. We really did. We really, really did. We wanted something bold. Something that other parents and kids could look at and say, that's Western Estates. We've got very high academic standards, our athletic standards. The other schools around us, Chaminade, Chatsworth, West Hills, we're not like them. We're different. We are Western Estates. And
you're working on a theme song and stuff, so you're really getting the school. This school uniform, that's kind of an unusual uniform, isn't it? It's a hunter green.
A hunter green shirt. I think it's fun. I think it's going to look really good. I think it's really, really fun.
It's really fun, Phil.
Okay, a hunter green shirt with a yellow leather band diagonally across the...
Yeah. And the girls wear a calf-length, very tasteful calf-length navy blue skirt. And
well, what was the pushback you're getting from the parents? This was a unilateral decision. How are you dealing with that?
But by the way, Phil, I wanted to say this about our uniform. We wanted something that says, look at me, I go to Western Estates, I am the recipient of a great education, I am someone. You know, so many kids go to these schools today, Phil, they're nobody. Who cares? You know, where do you go to school? Oh, I go to, I don't know, Arcadia High, I go to... You know, so what? You know, what makes you? But when our children walk out into the world with their new uniform, people will say, those kids go to Western Estates. I can't wait.
How are you dealing with the pushback from the parents? And let me give the number, 1-800-449-8686. School uniforms. Next week is back to school for a lot of kids. And we're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I wore a uniform. I wore a white shirt, and I remember they were gray corduroy pants to Catholic school.
Well, the Catholics always have uniforms, but we're not Catholic. We are a private school, and we wanted to do something really, really fun. Why should the Catholics have all the fun? That was really what I said to Steve. I said, you know something? The Catholics have a lot of fun with it. Let's have some fun. You mentioned pushback.
Yeah, what is the pushback?
Well, there is pushback. We unfortunately have a group of parents who think that they know what is best. They want to stay in the past. We want our school out front. But they're going to learn who the president of Western Estates PTO is.
And how are you dealing with this?
Well, I am the president, and I've handed down a ruling that these uniforms will be worn. I have already purchased them.
She's the president. She gets to say what she wants.
Let me hold on.
Yeah, hold on, Steve, so I can hear what she's saying. What?
I'm the president of the PTO, and this is a duty that I take very seriously. I believe that God, in many ways, has handed me this duty. And
she was anointed by God, in a way.
Yeah, I was. I was anointed by God, in a way. And I take it very seriously. I told the parents very calmly. I said, this is my will. One of the mothers asked if she might speak. I said, yes, speak. She said, I don't like this. I think they're expensive. I don't think it's necessary. We told them that it was going to be a surprise. And you should have seen the looks in their faces when they found out that the kids are going to be wearing hunter green with a yellow leather band. I mean, I thought they were going to vomit.
Well, if they don't pay, are you going to tack the charge onto their homeowners association fee? Is that what I heard?
That is correct, Phil. If they don't pay for the school uniforms, they don't get to live in Western Estates because they're going to have to either pay or they will be in arrears on their homeowners fees. I have ruled up...
Bobby, this sounds very unilateral. I have to be honest with you.
She's made a ruling.
I know that she's made a ruling, Steve, okay?
I've ruled on this.
I know you've ruled on this. But these are parents who have to go out and spend the money to get the uniform. How much does a uniform cost?
Steve has the brochure. You can get them at Hadley School Uniforms.
$93.
$93 a uniform, huh? That's for the pants, the whole thing.
The leather band's $20.
So it's $93 plus the leather band.
So that's $113 for the uniform. Man, that's...
But Phil, we live in an upscale community, and we are Western Estates. We're not a public school. We're not a low-achieving school. Our students, 90% of them go on to college. Of that 90%, a good 40 to 50% graduate from college. Our SATs are... I haven't seen them this year, but I know they're pretty good. So we are Western Estates. And
now, there is a Mrs. What is the principal? It's Miss Talbot. She has threatened to not enforce this dress code. So you've got pushback not only from the parents, you got pushback from your principal. Is that right?
Well, she should know better than to cross me.
Cross you?
That's right. We're talking Jean Talbot?
Yeah, your principal.
Yeah, she said she won't enforce, and I'm sure many of our parents would be very interested to know. You know, she's got bigger problems.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't want to say anything, Phil. This is a woman who is charged with the care of our children. She's had some pool parties at her house where there have been no men present. 20 to 30 women, no men present. A lot of Joan Armatrading, training, a lot of Katie Lang.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying 20 or 30 women together at a pool party with no men. A party thrown by our school's headmistress. It is open to some question. You know, and I don't...
I think it's pretty suspect, Phil.
Well, I don't know what you guys are saying. What are you talking about, blackmailing her?
She's got bigger problems than our uniforms. And I'm saying the parents will buy the uniforms. The principal will enforce the dress code. I have ruled on this as the president of the PTO. And if they don't pay for the uniforms, we will simply take it out of their homeowner's fee. It's very difficult...
This is all... This unilateral decision-making on your part and on the part of your husband sounds very autocratic, okay?
Well, I don't know what you...
What does that mean?
Autocratic, like a king, like a queen.
Well, no. What? The only queen...
The only king is Mrs. Talbot.
Okay, look.
No, I'm just saying, you buy the school uniform, you get your kid into it, you show up for school. I've ruled, and that's my... You know,
she's the president.
I'm the president.
I don't know how PTOs work. Is that how it...
Yes, when the president says you have to do something, you have to do. I mean, we all take...
We have meetings and stuff.
What, Steve?
We have meetings.
Yeah, we have a meeting, but then I get to say...
Why else is it good to be president?
All right, I don't know how it works. So a new dress code, a lot of the parents don't like it. And the school principal isn't going to enforce it, and you've threatened, well, you haven't threatened...
I'm saying she has pool parties.
With lots of women present.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, 20 or 30 women with a lot of Katie Lang records, huh?
I'm not saying anything else.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Next week, kids are back to school. At least one school, Western Estates, the middle school, the elementary school, and the high school, will expect their kids to be in a new uniform they've picked out for them, a hunter green shirt, yellow leather band diagonally across the chest, navy blue slacks, and navy calf-length skirt for the girls. And if they don't buy this for their kids, they're going to have the price of the uniform tacked onto their homeowner's fee, the homeowner's association bill, which most people who belong to these associations get. And if they don't pay it, they're subject to being thrown out of this organization. That's Bobby and Steve Dooley. She's the president of the PTO. How do you stand? It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Back in a minute.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And I got Bobby and Steve Dooley on the phone. Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners, PTO, actually. You're also with the Homeowners Association, right, Bobby?
Yes, I'm the president of the Homeowners, as well as our parent-teacher organization, which is basically all of our schools, our middle school, our elementary school, and our high school.
Why do you feel it necessary to have a school uniform that you're going to enforce? Why?
I thought it would be fun for the kids. I also felt it was necessary to let the other schools know that we're not like everybody else, that we're not like even like all the other private schools. We have special kids. We've got special teachers. We live in a special place. We aren't...
Well, academically, are you that high?
I think it's more than academics. I think it's more than everything else. I think that we live in beautiful homes. Our children are... well-fed, the nutrition is good. I think if you take a look at Western Estates, Phil, we have the highest percentage of people getting their trash cans off the street the same day as pickup. Now, a lot of these neighborhoods you go into, they leave their can on the street 2-3 days. We have no boats parked, no RVs. We've got a very special community. And I'll tell you something right now. When these kids from Agoura High, Calabasas, when they see the Western Estates children walking down the street in the hunter green shirt, the strong stripe, the leather stripe band across the chest, and the navy blue pants, they'll know they better walk to the other side of the street.
Well, okay, walk to the other side of the street.
It's formidable.
They're very formidable.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Stuart, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm really confused by this lady. She sounds like a little dictator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She has no legal right to do what she's trying to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The homeowners association is totally different. Ma'am, don't me. I'm talking here.
What's wrong with me listening to you and giving you affirmation?
You're not giving me affirmation. You're trying to put down what I'm saying.
No, I'm affirming what you're saying. I'm giving you positive feedback.
So you're affirming the fact that you're a little dictator?
I'm affirming the fact that you have the right to say what you want to say, yes.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is the Homeowners Association is totally different from the educational system.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could you? Would you not?
I understand you support me.
Would you not?
Let me talk.
Let the man talk, okay? Because we can hear you going, mm-hmm.
My wife gets to say it.
Yeah, your wife will get to say what she wants to say when she says it. Now this man wants to say, okay?
Go ahead. Now, are you going to appreciate it if I'm uh-huh-ing while you're trying to talk? Anyway, here's the deal.
Well, you talk about my wife.
I'm talking to your wife, sir.
Yeah, I know. I just trying to tell you.
Okay, Steve, we got it, man. We got it covered. And Bobby, we don't need mm-hmm.
You know, you're both very rude.
All right, we're not being rude. You're being rude by going mm-hmm.
Look, the children of Western Estates get the proper serving of fruits and vegetables. Their diet is among the best in the state. We don't get beans and wieners for breakfast, sir, All right.
Okay, that still doesn't give you the right to levy homeowners association dues because people don't want to get your uniforms. The two are not connected. You have no legal right to do what you're doing.
Well, I am the president of the homeowners association. I made a ruling, and I prayed on it all night.
Okay, well, listen, I don't even want to get into this prayer in school.
No, it's not prayer in school. I hit my knees last night, and I said, Lord, you've entrusted me with the presidency of the Western States Homeowners Association. I want to make the right ruling. Please.
And God told you it would be okay to levy on people's homeowners' dues if they don't want to get God's chosen uniform?
And that's what you're saying, Bobby, right?
Yes, but...
Yes, I don't like the way you put it, but yes. In a way, God did choose this uniform for our children because they are special children.
Okay, listen.
You know, we have a very high percentage. Our assessment, we're putting in a new roadway, all right? Everybody pitched in. We're going to have the street retard. You don't see that in a lot of homeowners associations.
What are you talking about?
All charges.
It's got nothing to do with the PTO.
Yeah. Homeowners association dues.
It's got nothing to do with
the PTO. What you're talking about is levying fees.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something about kicking people out of their homes if they didn't want to buy your godly uniform.
Well, that is what is
ungodly, ma'am.
If God were the headmaster of our school, and in many ways, Stuart, I like to think that he is the headmaster of our school, I think he would pick our uniform. It's a very strong hunter green shirt, a beautiful leather yellow band, a wonderful navy blue slack, a pea coat for the boys in wintertime, appropriate badges for achievement.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the righteous God Almighty... would want to kick people out of their homes if they didn't buy that uniform? Would you want to put them out on the street and make them homeless? Is that the justice of a righteous God?
How is it going to look when some of the kids are not wearing the uniform to school? We'd be the laughingstock of the Interscholastic Federation games that are going to be held in 3 months.
Okay, are those public schools or are they private schools?
No, that is the Interscholastic Federation games are a very elite consortium of some 20 private schools across the state of California, all with tuitions of no less than $9,000 a year. So you can see they're very special people.
Well, they're very rich people is what they are. All right, look at Stuart. I'm going to take a break here. I mean, I'm going to move on to another call, but I appreciate your phone call, all right? 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, we're rich, but we're also...
And what do you mean you've got the highest percentage of people getting their garbage cans off the street? That's got nothing to do with a PTO. That is...
No, it's all combined.
My husband's trying to say it's combined. It's a combined effort of the homeowners and the parent teachers organization. Everybody together. Let's wear uniforms. Let's get our cans off the street. You see?
Educate your kids. Get the cans off the street. All the same thing, huh? The consortium.
That's right.
All right, here is Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Chris?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, hey, I'd just like to say, hello, you there?
Right here, go ahead. You got you've got a radio turned up, it's going to make it difficult.
I don't have a radio on.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like to say that I think that you're full of, well, first off, what's your name? Is it
No, my name is Bobby, and you're very rude.
What I'm trying to say to you is the fact that you can't make those decisions. If you're the president of some sort of an association,
it requires
to be a president by being voted into that league, into that association.
I handed down a ruling.
And for you to make a final decision for everyone that has to go by is not being a president of anything.
Let me ask a question, if I could jump in here, Chris and Bobby. Let's say Chris is a member of your homeowners association, and he refuses to buy this uniform for his kids.
Are his children in our school?
Yeah, let's say Chris's kids are in your school.
Well, then we would have to have a meeting with Chris. We would sit him down and his wife. We would explain what is going to happen to him.
You would sit me down and explain what would happen to me. And your school is a private school, is that correct?
It's a private school, that's correct.
All right, so
we would explain to you how fortunate you were.
I'd have to make a choice to even put my children in your school. And I would not want my children to be put in a school dictated and decided upon.
Hold on, Chris. Chris, hold the line. We got to take a break here. We're up against the break. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. And now, Bill Hendry.
Well, I mean, they have to go to school at Western Estates.
No, but if it's a private school, why can't I pull my kid out of there?
Because part of the agreement to live in Western Estates is to send your children to Western Estates schools.
Well, that's what this guy was asking here. Let me get back to Chris. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Apparently, according to their CCNRs, you got to send your kid to the school or you get kicked completely out of the... You get kicked out of your house?
You do get kicked out of your house, yes. Okay,
Let's start from the beginning here. How did you
I'm sorry about
your position
that, Chris.
As president?
How did I achieve my...
How
I
did
achieve
you achieve
my,
your position
because
as the president
the PTO,
of this association?
The PTO was in such disarray. They needed good, strong leadership.
Answer
I stepped
my
in.
Question,
I stepped
lady.
In.
How did you achieve your position as a president of this association?
God,
put you
I
in
believe...
How did
believe,
you get in that position?
I believe God picked me. I believe God anointed
me. You believe
me.
God picked you, but... So you're telling me that no one else... And your whole association had any right
how did you
or
get
any decision
in? Yeah.
on where you're at.
I don't know. God anointed
you
me.
You don't know.
I will tell you this
you.
Much, Chris.
Is God in your
I will
God
tell
your
you this much. Chris.
Is he a member of your school?
Chris, I am the chosen one. I am
you
the chosen
one. You are the church one. Of one?
I am the chosen one.
You are the chosen one. So
yes.
You front wing the flag belt of the earth?
You know,
what,
I prayed one night.
You know what you are? You're an individual who thinks
no,
they know
I
the best
prayed.
Thing for everyone.
I
you're
prayed.
A left-wing, bent-wing, painty-ass-wearing liberal.
I was
That's
praying,
all you are.
I was praying one night, and yes, an angel of the Lord visited me.
Oh,
and
the angel of the Lord visited you. Okay, now what
oh,
about all
listen
of the
to
other
you.
Individuals
God says he will
that
not be
you
marked,
have
Chris.
To deal with? That God. You're making decisions for all these children at this school, that you're going to make them wear these uniforms.
I was grandfathered in when Western Estates started. I have a 20-year contract.
You have a 20-year contract. How were you grandfathered in? Were you voted in? There was obviously some sort of a decision made where you could actually become...
You know how I got
position.
In? I walked into the meeting hall one day. I found it filled with people who looked as if they
you
were going to commit suicide.
You can't be a president of anything
and I
unless
said,
you're voted
I
in,
will
lady.
Take
you
over.
You have to understand what you're talking about.
Will,
you don't
I,
know anything.
I told them I
what
would take
over. What
you're
trying to do is try to manipulate people and not let them understand exactly what the situation is.
Don't you remember how
you
the angel
cannot,
Gabriel visited
oh,
the Virgin
uh-huh,
Mary? Don't
uh-huh.
you remember? Oh, that's
uh-huh.
rude. Ooh, that's rude.
Uh-huh.
I hate that.
Well, that's what you're doing to everybody else.
Well,
what
that's
he's
exactly
doing.
Right, buddy.
That's
hey,
what
you're going to you're going to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to dish it out. You're going to have to be woman enough to take it
do
back.
Do you remember
you're going to be president
the,
or something? Don't worry about it. You're going to dish it out. You've got to take it back. But
do you remember how the angel
you
Gabriel
cannot
visited
get
the Virgin Mary?
You cannot be into any association unless you are voted in. You cannot be grandfathered into anything.
My wife
you
was
are
anointed.
Voted in and the majority vote rules. Now, as far as you making a final decision on
I was anointed.
Having to wear a uniform
when you say
is
you
totally
were anointed,
incorrect.
When you say you were anointed, who anointed you?
Oh, obviously,
we had a
guy that came down visited her in her dream.
I was visited one night by a vision from our Lord.
Oh, come on. Tell us how you got into the... You're not running... You aren't Brigham Young getting out to Utah with all the Mormons. You're the head of a PTO. Now, how did you get in to the PTO?
I was the only member. I started the whole...
No, no, she was totally anointed to the PTO or the AT&T or
that's
whatever
correct.
She decided
that's,
she
yes,
wanted to
that's
be
correct.
With.
My wife prays.
How
can
God
you,
is my guide. God is my
how
conscience.
How can you pass judgment
oh
on everyone
God.
Else and make a final decision for everyone else?
Because
where
Chris,
they have to
this
do what
is
you
the
say,
best.
You, what
this
you
is,
want them to do. Because you
what,
feel
are
like you
telling
are
me
the
Hunter,
you are the chosen
one. A Hunter Green shirt. A Hunter
prove
Green
it.
Shirt. A
prove
Hunter
it.
Green shirt.
Prove it.
A Hunter Green shirt with a leather band.
I don't
isn't
care
the most
what
beautiful.
It is. I don't care how much it costs. The fact is, the base of it is the fact that you're telling people what to wear.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm affirming what you're...
Oh, we got all your affirmation. Let the man talk.
Only a green shirt.
Is,
you know what the problem
how
is?
Did you get in that position?
Your kids probably
how can you
look good
sit there and make
shirt.
A ruling and make everyone else purchase something when it's not a voted decision? Just because you say you're the chosen one.
Can I answer?
I mean, prove
can
it.
I answer?
Prove it.
Can
prove
I answer?
It. Prove
can,
it.
I answer? Can I answer your question?
Okay,
My people came to me. They were lost. They needed guidance and leadership.
Oh, wait. Who's your people?
All of my people at Western Estates, all the homeowners, they came to me
oh,
and said,
they
we need guidance. We're lost.
Let me guess. The
and
dang,
I said, God has shown me. God showed me.
You're the shepherd. You got the staff?
I am Western Estates. I died for Western Estates, and I will rise again for Western Estates.
Okay, thank you, Jesus.
How dare you?
Well, that's what you're doing.
That.
Now you're all of a sudden.
What did you say to this lady? I've heard her on the show before. I mean,
come on. Jesus Christ.
Thing has got to go.
You know something? I'll tell you
about
that.
You know what? I'm the chosen one here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfectly unanimous
mm-hmm.
decision, a
well,
voted decision. You do not create.
My people were lost,
people
and I gathered them unto me.
Like you are the chosen one.
My people were lost, and I gathered them unto me.
What do you got a bunch of losers that flock to you, obviously?
I beg your pardon? You called me a what?
I said, and you got a bunch of losers that flock to you who are obviously lost in life.
Well, I thought you called me
I mean,
a
obviously, because you don't sound extremely intelligent to me at all.
Well,
I
you
mean,
know,
I mean,
you
for
know,
someone to sit here and say I'm the chosen one and wants to make decisions for everyone else is obviously not.
Look,
at,
we went, we were talking about school uniforms. We were talking about school uniforms.
God said to me, there will be a yellow band, a gold football.
A what?
A gold football helmet.
A gold football helmet.
Yes.
And a hunter green shirt.
Yes.
And navy blue pants.
Yeah, I got the navy blue pants, Steve. And a gold football helmet.
This is what our children will wear, and this is what our children will be. Western Estates was originally a community of 12 homes. And one night I remembered reading, I believe it was in Jehoshaphat, where it said the 12 tribes of Israel. And I knew then what I had to do.
Okay.
What?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go here to Margarita. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. Well, I work for schools too.
Mm-hmm.
And can you please shut up? I don't know how this lady can be a president.
I'm the president of the PTO.
I don't
know.
I feel sorry for those families because
our
I have
children
the feeling.
Eat green
excuse
vegetables.
Me, may I talk? Do
well, our children eat green
maybe?
Vegetables. They eat
do you
green
have
vegetables.
Education?
The gold football
and you know
helmet
what?
Will
I'm
have a pointed metal
speaker.
Spike on top.
Can I talk?
Yes, go ahead, Mark. Oh, the football
Thank
helmet.
You.
Hold on, Margarita. I just want to say, did I hear you say the football helmet will have a gold spike?
Yes.
Okay. Are you now the Kaiser of the PTO?
You are very rude. You're very sacrilegious. God will visit you very soon.
Oh, well. Okay. Go ahead, Margarita.
Well, you know, I'm kind of mad because I'm Hispanic and I eat lots of beans. And I heard when she said, well, we don't feed our kids beans and weenies. And
no,
you
we
know
don't.
What?
The bean
if
and the weenie.
If you have some information about beans, has lots of iron.
That's
and
true.
And I... Because you,
bean,
you say, may I talk, please?
Yes, but the bean and the wiener is not for the upper
children. Well,
upper scale
you know, you don't have to refer to kids like that. And
what?
When you were saying, you know, our kids will be walking for one street, and they have to be careful, something like that.
You said your kids are
going like
to walk down the street, and the other kids have got to cross the street.
Yeah, it's like a watch out, you know, he's coming, so be careful. So what are you trying to do?
I'm just saying that
from,
when you see our children walking down the street
have
with
the
a gold
you know,
football
what
helmet,
I have
you have to cross the street.
I
yeah.
have the feeling.
I'd cross
I
the street. I think they were nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, oh, look at him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not able to talk to him because he's wearing this expensive uniform.
You know, Margarita, I think you're a little jealous, and you don't have to be.
No,
I'm
not jealous
be,
of anything.
You can be part of us. The bean and the wiener does not have to be a part of your life.
You know, but you use those words like a something bad on me.
Like a
that's
what?
That's how
thing?
I take it.
Like
so you
a
need to watch.
A sandy battering ram.
May I talk, please?
Go
you
ahead.
Have to watch what you said
uh-huh.
before.
Well,
you have to think. And
well,
that is very rude.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't know
just,
to what university you went.
I'm letting you know that
I don't
your
know
words
if
are worthy
you
to be spoken.
It.
I'm worried.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Bobby, what? Will you shut up, Bobby, and let this woman talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, you
Margarita,
know, I just have all what
Margarita,
you said.
Margarita, I know that the bean and the wiener, the bean and the wiener
know,
is
the
staple.
And you know, and I eat beans, and you know what? I
do
speak
you?
Two languages, Spanish and English.
I bet you everybody knows it, too.
And please don't use God for all this a lot,
not,
because
no.
it's just...
That's right.
You like Jesus?
That's right. You,
so
what do
you
think?
Don't use that in school.
No, I am not
I work
Jesus.
For school, and we don't supposed to talk about religious or God
no.
or this and that.
No.
To,
that's
you
right.
know, to
all
control
I,
people, something.
Right.
So
well,
you
all
need to
I
be careful
was,
with that.
All I said was that I
and
would
you,
die.
And you talk to
I,
God or you talk to an angel or something. You just, I don't know how you can say all these things.
All I said was I would talk, that I would die and I would rise again for Western states if they needed me to.
I just want you to know, be very careful what you said.
By the way, our PE uniforms are a sort of a gladiator number, Phil, with a panel skirt for both the boys and girls and a helmet with a blue mohawk on top.
I'm not against uniforms because in Mexico you use it a lot.
Great.
But
do
we don't put it how you
uniforms?
Put it. You know, it's expensive and it's nice and it's $220, you know, leather belt thing. We don't see it like that, how you see it. And what I noticed with you, you like people, like they have a lot of money, so they have a lot of education is what you mean or something
well,
like that.
Think
you
of
know,
your child someday,
equal.
Margarita. Your child someday, someday could
equal.
Walk down the street wearing the gold football helmet of Western Estates with the spike on top.
Oh, let's not forget the spike on top, Kaiser.
What is Kaiser? I don't know.
That sounds like the German World War One uniform. Gold football helmet with a spike on top.
You know something, Phil? We have violence in our schools. We have gun violence. We have children stabbing each other. We're trying to bring a sense of order to our school, and I am being mocked and I am being insulted by a woman who worships at the altar of the bean and the wiener.
Forget about what she eats. All right, Margarita, thank you very much, okay?
And what do you mean? What, Kaiser rolls? What is that?
I didn't say Kaiser rolls.
Yes, you did.
You're talking about Kaiser roll.
I said the Kaiser.
Like the aluminum foil?
No, the guy that ran Germany. Never mind. 1-800-44... I forget what our phone number is.
449-8686.
Oh, you call it every day, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know which call I should go to here. Are we done, Mike? My producer says we've peaked. All right, well, my apologies to Marianne and Kim who are hanging on. I don't have any idea. These poor. Well, you know what? They've been hanging on. Let's go to the ladies. Marianne?
Hello?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Is Bobby, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Marianne?
Okay, Marianne, go ahead, dear.
First of all, I've been listening to this driving home from work, and I think this whole thing is ridiculous. She lost the whole point. The uniforms are really, I believe, should be for the children to all blend in, but to eliminate jewelry, you know, sexy clothes. I wish you would stop being rude. You are
I am
so
not being
ridiculous.
Rude. I'm agreeing
oh,
with
yes,
you.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm
no,
agreeing
you gotta,
with you.
When people talk, you don't talk at the same time.
I'm
you're just
agreeing.
Rude.
You just be quiet, okay?
And,
don't talk to my wife like that.
Oh, okay, Steve.
And, you know, you lost the whole point of why you really should be wearing uniforms in your schools. It's for the children. It's not about religion. And, you know, if you say you have guns and drugs and everything in your school, maybe you should concentrate on how to eliminate that besides wearing uniforms.
Your uniform wearing a gladiator outfit.
And when your kids grow up and they go off to college, they are not going to even be able to fit in society the way you're raising them.
Why? What?
You're ridiculous.
Why? Why wouldn't they?
You should have your children educated in the sense of what goes on in the world instead of a 12 home area. You're ridiculous.
What are you talking about? They won't be ready to go into the world.
You're going
to
send your kids
they're
out of the world.
Going to. They're going to be where all you concentrate is how they look and how they're supposed to walk down the street and how they're supposed to have power over other people so they won't even cross the road to be near them. You are so out of touch with reality.
I am talking about the Western States child who is in a gold football helmet.
You are out of touch, lady.
Well, let me tell you something. When you see these uniforms, you will be so jealous.
You need a checklist on how to be a parent. You need to learn how to. You should go to parenting classes.
You are so jealous. You wish your child could wear the gold football helmet of Western States.
I am not jealous, but I feel really sad for your children.
Sad? Why? Why would you feel sad for children? Somebody screws with them. They put their head down and ram that spike right into them.
All about. And you're going on about garbage cans in the road. You are so out of touch, lady.
I'm out of touch. Where I live, 98% of the cans are off the street.
And then to make fun of children that have to eat hot dogs and friggin' beans. You know, you need to grow up. And beans are filled with protein like the other lady said.
Oh, so in other words, you're into the wiener and the bean. We've moved past that. We've moved past
wieners,
the wiener and
man,
bean.
I think you've had one too many wieners because your brain is fried.
How dare you? How dare you? How?
I know. The Lord's going to put it on me now.
Okay, I don't need to know your sex lives, okay?
How dare you? You are filthy. You know
what?
God
I feel sorry
God
for
will
all
visit
those
you very soon.
That go to that school.
God will
every
visit you very soon.
Kids are going to be affected by what you're ruling.
Hey,
and
you know what? When my kid walks
president
down the street with the golf football helmet and a spike on top
president
and impales your child on it,
I
don't think you'll be very happy about it.
I'll just tell you,
okay,
when I was
yeah
the PCO president,
mm-hmm
we were voted to
mm-hmm
get on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be voted by the people. And I'll
no,
tell
you, don't.
You, I don't know
no,
how
you don't
get your little tenure going.
No, you
but
don't.
These people are going to mm-hmm hear you on the radio, and I'm sure you're going to be gone, lady.
No, I happen
because
to have been.
Those kids are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. I'm an autocrat.
And
the,
who are
the,
you to tell them?
The military
that they
and
have
administrative
to purchase
power of Western estates is concentrated with
oh
me.
Oh, and you know how many times I've heard you've been the president of your PCO in the last 45 minutes?
How many?
I bet 470.
No, tell me. Well, thank
about
you. I'm glad you're paying attention.
Times.
I'm glad
yeah
you're paying attention.
Because that's all
yeah
you say.
Yeah.
You don't say
yeah
anything of what
I'm glad
you're going
you
to do for
attention
your kids.
All
other
right
than they
look
have to wear a green shirt and blue pants.
No,
you're
a green shirt and a
and
yellow leather
so
band.
And I feel so sorry for those children. I hope their parents are going to get counseling.
And a gold football helmet with a spike on top.
After you're
okay
done with them, they're
yeah
going to definitely, definitely need some type of counseling. And you're, lady, you're
oh
sick.
So, Mr. Hendry, you're laughing at me.
This whole thing is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I am the supreme being of Western estates. I created
it. You don't even care about the kids.
And I can destroy it.
Oh.
When you're a PCO president, your first
yeah
priority is the children.
God will visit you soon. God
blue,
will visit you soon.
Blue pants and a
God
green
will,
shirt?
God, and a gold, and a gold football lady helmet. God will visit you soon.
Yeah, that's not what
all right,
children
well, she
are
just
about.
She just hung up. She hung up.
Oh, she is something.
Don't I'm forget telling the gold football helmet with a spike on top.
Oh, yeah, spare me. I'm something like out of the Renaissance.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry Show. That was Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States Homeowners Association. We'll have her back to recap this, but basically, they had a very emotional meeting last night. There's a new uniform for the kids. Their PE uniform will include a gladiator skirt and a blue mohawk on top of a gold helmet. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I told you at the beginning of the hour that we had our Phil Hendry Polls America question up on our site, philhendryshow.com. By the way, you spell the name Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Phil Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, show.com. The question, one of these four things doesn't belong with the others. Which is it? The four things were white men, Christianity, black men, Jesus Christ. Do you know what most people are voting for? Black men. If you were to ask them why, they wouldn't be able to tell you. See, most of the white people and most of the people that listen to talk radio are white, would tell you that they don't have a racist bone in their body, but they are taught to exclude certain people from their mindset. And so almost unconsciously or subconsciously, in that group of four, there's absolutely nothing unique about black men that would make one think they didn't belong in a group with Jesus Christ, Christianity, or white men, unless you're a card-carrying member of the freaking skinheads, assholes of America club. But the instinct of most whites is to just say black, because black men don't belong with Jesus, Christianity, white men. You want to know the name that doesn't belong in there is Jesus Christ, because black men, Christianity, white men, they're all the same damn thing. Jesus, he's like up there someplace. So all of you dumb white people got it wrong on the poll today, but we'll keep it open for the remainder of the afternoon, all right, and evening. 1-800-449-8686. Remember, it's philhendryshow.com, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Back in a minute.